Stop number five, House of Earth and Stone of Emilia d'Avalos. This house is a reflection of the extended families in the Argentinian Northwest. Clara Farfán and Dionisio d'Avalos began building it in the mid-20th century to house their family of four children, Miguel, Laura, Emilia, and Elsa, who collaborated by carrying clay and stones from La Loma in a metal wheelbarrow. Over time, the family expanded, and the house also did, to make place for some grandchildren who joined the family group. Next to this house, also in La Loma, is Marcelina d'Avalos' house, seen in Stop 4, who is Dionisio's sister. When Emilia, one of the founder's daughters, died, the house was inherited by Antonio d'Avalos, the current owner. It is a typical house of the time in the Puna de Atacama, made of earth and pirca, or stone, with an L-shaped architectural plan for protection from the wind and giving place to a central patio with flowers, trees, and a place for animals. Horses, donkeys loaded with merchandise, flocks of sheep and llamas, when they came down to this area. Since the rest of the year, they graze in the places surrounding the town. The patio has a cistern or well to draw water with its pulley, rope, and bucket. Water was taken from there for consumption and irrigation, and even some neighbors came to draw water. The cistern was then a very precious asset in the aridity of the Puna, which made domestic tasks much easier by not having to travel to natural water sources to obtain it. The well, still useful, was covered in the 1990s for the safety of the animals that transit the area.